Brash Kings. Then we brought the set to a real head-banging close with Green Day and Walking Contradiction. A clean version I made to preserve the sonic integrity of our 91.5 FM airwaves. Smashed out the bad words with my sonic hammer of the gods. Right now, backing me up is our featured ambiance trio of the episode. Local band, the Ray Corvair Trio. This is their song, Crazy Doings, from their 2000 album, The Ray Corvair Trio. Coming up in the next set, we got a bunch of songs by trios that you would have heard on the commercial radio stations back in the day. But instead, you'll be hearing them now without commercials. I'm talking about disco from the Bee Gees, as well as pop superstar Sting and his bandmates Andy Summers and Stuart Copeland, plus Sublime and The Jam. And coming to us, courtesy of Brian Honig, Danko Jones. But first, we're going to start things off with another song about our favorite number for this episode. Here's Blind Melon.
3-0, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get 3. It's the magic number. In the past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity. In the heart and the brain and the body, you'll give you 3. It's a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. And it takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called the tricycle. And every triangle. Triangle has 3 sides, no more, no less. You won't have to guess. Now there's 3, can't you see that it's a magic number? A man and a woman had a little baby. Yeah, they did. And there were 3 in the family. Oh, and that's a magic number.
3 hours, buried in the damn desert, unmarked graves out past Terra Lingua.
And you know this for a fact?
Still got the shovel.
Jive talking, I'm tired of my mind. Jive talking, I'm wearing out of the skies. Jive talking.
and owner for Ons, that's O-N-S, Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Store. I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one week to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey! So once again we filled the van until it was full. Since that day my living has been much more comfortable. Cause everybody in the hood has added up to here. It's getting hotter and hotter and harder each and every year. Some kids went in a store with their mother. I saw her when she came out, she was getting some Pampers. They said it was for the black man, they said it was for the Mexican, and not for the white man. But if you look at the street, it wasn't about Rodney King. Not this situation and these police. It's about coming up and staying on top and screaming 187 on a mother. It's not in the paper, it's on the wall. National Guard, smoke from all around.
Units be advised as in attempt 211 to arrest now at 938 Temple, 938 Temple. 30 subjects with masks trying to get inside the CB's house. 6 are not there, trying to kill them.
Let it burn, wanna let it burn, wanna let it burn.
Surely I have made.
Mean? Avenge? I mean to avenge
myself upon you, Admiral. I deprive your ship of power, and when I swing around, I mean to deprive you of your life.
You consider me the young apprentice, caught between the Scylla and Charybdis, hypnotized by you if I should linger, staring at the ring around your finger. I have only come here seeking knowledge. You say you would not teach me of in college. I can see that destiny you sold turn into a shining band of gold. I'll be wrapped around your fingers. I'll be wrapped around your
humans usually reproduce, which is messy, unsanitary, and based on living next to you for 3 years, involves loud and unnecessary appeals to a deity.
Oh, God.
Yes, exactly.
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Well, my disgustingness is my best feature.
We'll be right back. Beyonce.
Hey, hey, I'm Kelly.
Hello, I'm Michelle.
And we're Destiny's Child. And we're just reminding you that friends don't let friends drive drunk. Be safe. God bless.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm gonna make it. I will survive. Keep on surviving.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. We are exploring the power of three, hearing what bands composed of just three musicians can play. Although, at least one of them in that last set had some help from a cast of studio musicians. We kick things off with Blind Melon in a song about our favorite number of this episode. Three is a magic number. And then we heard from 1970s pop disco superstars, the three Gibbs brothers, Barry, Robin, and Maurice, who did business as the Bee Gees. And on that track, they were quite ably assisted by three studio musicians. Alan Kendall, Blue Weaver, and Dennis Bryan were helping them out with some electric guitars, keyboards, and the percussion. All three brothers sang, but Barry also played rhythm guitar, and Maurice played electric guitar and bass. And then we heard from Sublime in a purified version of their track, April 29th, 1992. We followed that with The Jam and But I'm Different Now. And then The Police with Wrapped Around Your Finger. And then we brought the music in that set to a climactic close with Danko Jones and Don't Fall in Love. And thanks again to my good friend Brian Honig for contributing that track, as well as others, and the idea for this theme. Meanwhile, our featured ambience artists of the episode, the local band, the Ray Corvair Trio, they're backing us up right now with a song called The Bag. We got one last set for you. We're going to be going back to the 60s with the Kingston Trio and the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Plus, from Brian, we've got the Crash Kings. But starting right now, we've got another Japanese female trio for you. Here's Shonen Knight singing about banana chips here on WMFO.
Banana chips.
meets static.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
When you look at the indelible mark that the trio, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, made upon rock history, it's easy to overlook the fact that it all happened over a 2-year period and 3 albums. That's it.
Sing song.
If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. I don't mind. If the mountains fill in the sea, let it be. It ain't me. Turned out to be nice. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their hair, oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive, but I'm gonna wave my green flag. Fall mountains, just don't fall on me. Right on, Mr. Businessman. Me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. There. Sing on, brother. Play on.
I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world.
Why is it people who can't take advice always insist on giving it?
I'm standing outside waiting around without you, trying hard to concentrate on the nail. I know you feel it, you want it, you seek the truth. Fading, and the clouds are rolling through. The only thing
could do anything I wanted on the show.
Thank you. Joe. It dropped me off at Grandpa Joe's. I kicked and screamed, said, please, no. Grandma, take me home. Grandma, take me home.
Take me home, grandma, take me home, grandma, take me home, grandma, take me home. One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
Wait, did they just say one in three adults has prediabetes? That's 33.33333% of adults. That means it could be me, my boss, or my boss's boss, or me, my favorite sister, or my other sister. That's seven members of my 21-person romantic book club. Wait, the one in three could be me, my karaoke partner Carol, or my karaoke enemy Jeff. I'm going to take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. That's right. This hasn't been any mere radio program. It's been a sound collage, layered with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches and real-world historical events. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. In this episode, our theme has been the power of three, as we've been listening to music exclusively from trios of musicians. We began that final set with the three fine Japanese ladies of Shonen Knife, singing, as they often do, about a kind of food. That was banana chips from their Happy Hour album. And then it was the Kingston Trio and Where Have All the Flowers Gone? And then it was the Jimi Hendrix Experience and If Six Was Nine, followed by the Crash Kings and Raincoat. Then a genre jump over to some jazz with the Hampton Hawes Trio. That was Hamp's Blues. And then it was Motorhead with Lemmy singing and playing bass. That song was called Tear You Down. Then it was Nirvana with Sliver from their eponymously named first album. And then we concluded with a really rockin' song from ZZ Top's first album, which was named exactly that. The song we heard was called Backdoor Love Affair. And I just love the way Billy Gibbons, who's the only guitar player in that band, of course, plays a couple of different guitar parts simultaneously. Up to three, and they're panned differently in the mix. And I bought the box set of their first 10 albums on CD. Pretty reasonably priced, too. And that's the kind of great guitar playing that he's doing all over the place on those early albums. Not like a whole bunch of other guitar players who just thicken up the sound by playing multiple versions of exactly the same thing. Ah, come on, do something different. Use those left and right channels. Closing us out right now is a track I'm sending out to Savoir Faire from Tangerine Dream. It's from their 1981 album at the time. That was one of their incarnations when they were a trio, composed then of Christopher Frank, Edgar Froese, and Johannes Schmoling. This song is called Pilots of Purple Twilight. Thanks to my good friend, Brian Honig, for suggesting this theme and providing a whole bunch of the music. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I expect to be back again next week with another thematic sound collage for you. And in the meantime, stay tuned to these 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford, or our web stream at WMFO.org. Coming up next should be another feature-packed episode of songs from the Squid Pod. Some of the best music of the 1980s for you, mixed up by DJ Savoir Faire.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.